ABC Radio Australia.
Our Brisbane PNG community had also marked the major milestone of the 50th anniversary of independence with celebrations during the weekend. Now, the event brought together people from across Brisbane and the Pacific in a very colourful showcase of culture and tradition. Among the special guests is Luisa Margaret Udia, crowned the 2025 Heri Hane Namo Queen from Tatana Village in Papua New Guinea. She was in Brisbane to take part in the festivities and says preserving custom and culture is key for future generations. Ms. Udia spoke with reporter Leah Lowenbu about her role in the celebration.
This is my first time travelling abroad and I am truly honoured to be here. The days leading up to the event is filled with so much emotions. It's like bringing my Heri spirit to my people here to showcase our culture and to let the people here know that we still uphold our traditions. And we have an important day coming for our country, our 50th independence. And for us to celebrate it here shows that Papua New Guinea still values its culture and traditions. And in doing so and having such events like this preserves our traditions. And as a proud Motu Koetabuen, our people here, it is so exciting to see the young ones also take part in these events. So we are the future storytellers of our people, and that is why I'm so excited.
Beautiful. So talk a little bit about your participation in the celebration. What part did you play in the celebration?
As the Heri Hane Namo, or the Heri Queen, for our people, it is my role and responsibility to lead our people, as I do in my role in welcoming delegates or visitors for the event and celebration here, to be part of the cultural group, dancing and singing our traditional songs. So that is something so exciting. They're all happy that I'm here, and so am I. So our people back at home are looking forward to us dancing and singing here as well.
As a young person who is also really passionate about your culture, traditional way of life, what do you think now in 2025, what is the message for young people out there?
My message to the young people out there would be to accept change, but not forget our culture. That is our backbone for our people. It is culture brings us together. It unites our people. So regardless of us living in our country or traveling abroad, the culture is what makes us come together. So in us celebrating 50 years, it's showing to other countries that we are still united and we are so fortunate to have the freedom to express our ideas and also to be proud of how far we have come.
Thank you very much. That is a very, very important point you've mentioned. So what do you think would be different from the celebration here in Brisbane compared to what happens back at home in PNG?
I am truly excited. I've always heard stories about how our people have come and their way of living. It is different from back at home, but seeing how they have welcomed me, starting from the airport, it shows that hospitality and our way of motu and culture is still being held highly here with so much respect and love from our people. So that is something that I will take back home and share it to my people as well.